This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة هيا للفلاح هيا للفلاح
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, today our khutbah is a glimpse of paradise. We're going to be looking at some of the descriptions of Al-Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Insan, also known as Surah Al-Dahr. And Surah Al-Insan primarily focuses on descriptions of Al-Jannah. Verse 4 mentions a brief into the punishments of the people of the hellfire. And then the rest of the surah, more or less, focuses on the different types of pleasures and enjoyments in Al-Jannah. And we'll start with verse number 5. In verse number 5, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, بعد أن أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الأبرار يشربون من كأس كان مزاجها كافورا. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, indeed, the Abrar. The Abrar, this is plural of Bar, or bar as well. And it's just like you can say nahrun, anhar, you can say barrun, abrar. So the al-abrar are the ones who are those who are do much good deeds or a lot of good. يعني البر هو كثير الطاعة أو كثير فعل الخير. They do a lot of good. And that's why it is also in the Quran one of the descriptions of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْبَرُّ الرَّحِيمُ. Because he does so much good for his servant subhanahu wa ta'ala. He referred to himself as al-bar. So the bar or the bar, it's the individual that is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the individual that does a lot of good. So these righteous people, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارِ يَشْرَبُونَ مِنْ كَأْسٍ, they drink from a كَأْس. And a number of things about that. The first is that any vessel that contains something in it is a كَأْس. So it wouldn't be, if it's empty, you don't refer to it as a كَأْس. And then what's interesting, some of the Mufassirin said, whenever you see كأس in the Quran, so in the language, any vessel that's filled would be, or a cup that's filled would be a ka's. But they said that in the Quran, the word ka's almost always refers to a cup of wine. And they cite, even in the language of the Arabs, يعني, you never hear ever in the language, فَجِئْتُهُ بِكَأْسِ لَبَنْ أو بِكَأْسٍ مِنْ لَبَنْ يعني, you don't see that. So ka's always refers to wine, especially in the Quran. You would say qadah for Lebanon or milk. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they drink from this cup of wine that is mixed. كان مزاجها مزجت. It was mixed with kafur, which in English is camphor. And camphor is that substance, those of you who have ever washed a dead body, you use camphor. And it is from the mint family. It has this minty, cooling taste to it. And the Arabs, they used to mix things, mix different flavors with their wine. So why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention wine immediately here? And Allah azza wa jalla mentioned wine because the Arabs used to love wine very much. And from the stories that indicate how much they used to love wine, during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a man by the name of, known as Al-A'sha, he was interested in becoming Muslim. And so the Quraysh, they tried to deter him from becoming Muslim. So they said, he will make zina haram for you. He said, I have no need for zina, and if I did, my body can't handle it. فخلاص رجل كبير, he can't handle it. So then they tried to deter him. They said, he will make wine haram for you. He said, as for this, I find that difficult. But he still wants to become Muslim. So he said, I'm going to return home. I have a lot of wine. I'm going to spend this year drinking as much as I can from wine and enjoying it as much as possible. And then next year I'll come and become Muslim. And then he went and he died that same year. He never became Muslim. But the point of the story shows you how much the Arabs used to love wine. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them that you're going to have wine and it's also going to be mixed with a flavor. And that is this cool or minty flavor of the camphor. And yashrabun, next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَيْنًا يَشْرَبُ بِهَا عِبَادُ اللَّهِ يُفَجِّرُونَهَا تَفْجِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-Ain, here's a spring. This spring that the servants of Allah drink from. And so this Mufassirin said, the camphor comes from this spring. And they describe that your house in Al-Jannah is gigantic. It is like 60 miles just inside the house. And so every time you want to drink, you would press down with your foot on the ground and a spring would show up. And you would drink from this spring and it will continue to pour. And it beautifies your house. It's like when you go to someone's home and they have a nice fountain in the garden or a fountain somewhere. So every time you press down to drink, your house becomes more beautiful and you have this beautiful spring that is flowing beautifully in your home. So the servants of Allah, they will drink or they will get their camphor from this spring. Every time they want, they will press down and they have complete control of it. يُفَجِّرُونَهَا تَفْجِيرًا. And they will mix that with their wine and they will enjoy that flavor with their wine. And or others said that al-abrar drink from the wine mixed with the camphor, but al-muqarrabun, those who are closer to Allah, they drink directly from this spring. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَشْرَبُ بِهَا not يَشْرَبُ مِنْهَا or يَشْرَبُهَا, because if they drank it, it would indicate that all of it finished. But nothing finishes in Al-Jannah. Resources don't end in Al-Jannah. And that's why it can keep flowing and it will just make the house look good. But in this dunya, no matter how wealthy you are, you never visit a millionaire who has a shower always running in case His Highness wants to step under it when he feels like taking a shower. Because on earth, resources are limited. But in Al-Jannah, there is no limit to the resources. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we're going to skip to what they did because we want to keep the khutbah about descriptions of Al-Jannah. So they're drinking wine in Al-Jannah mixed with camphor from these springs that they can cause to sprout anywhere in their house. وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا جَنَّةً وَحَرِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 12, and their reward will be paradise and silk garments because they were patient. بِمَا صَبَرُوا. And then in the next verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, describes, مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ. لا يرون فيها شمسا ولا زمهريرا. They're reclining on al-ara'ik, a plural of al-arika, which some mufassirin said it's beds, others said it's magnificent thrones that they're upon. And they're reclining on these thrones or on these beds. لا يرون فيها, in this Jannah, they don't feel or experience شمسا ولا زمهريرا. الزمهرير is bitter cold. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying they don't experience heat and they don't experience cold. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala didn't say heat. He said sun, because that is the source of the heat. So one, we learn the source of the heat isn't there, so there is no heat. Two, there is no sun and there is no moon in Al-Jannah, and there is no need to count the days. And why would you try to count the days if you live for all eternity? May Allah grant us that.
وَدَانِيَةً عَلَيْهِمْ ظِلَالُهَا وَذُلِّلَتْ قُطُوفُهَا تَذْلِيلًا وَدَانِيَةً عَلَيْهِمْ ظِلَالُهَا.
And the shades thereof will be close upon them. طيب, if there is no sun, why is there shade? And the scholar said this is for tan'im, showing more luxury. Just like on earth when you see a beautiful shade that you would maybe have a picnic or take a nap under it, that shade invites that relaxed feeling. So even though there is no sun, there is still shade which invites that feeling.
وَذُلِّلَتْ قُطُوفُهَا تَذْلِيلًا.
And its bunches of fruit, al-qutuf, the bunches of fruit, have been made to hang low within reach. And we see this in other places. We see it in Surah Ar-Rahman.
وَجَنَى الْجَنَّتَيْنِ
دَانٍ. And the fruits of the two gardens will be near at hand. Dan, close.
قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةٍ in Surah Al-Haqqa.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and its branches will be made, or its fruit will be made hanging low, so you can reach it without having to stretch or to get on your toes.
Qatada, the Mufassir rahimahullah,
he said also, he added something beautiful. He said also, there will be no thorn or distant to repel the hand away from the fruit. Because when you start to reach, and if there are thorns, you pull your hand back. But there's nothing that will delay your hand from reaching that fruit. You don't have to stretch, you don't have to put effort, and you don't have to be wary of thorns or anything else. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَيُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِآنِيَةٍ مِّن فِضَّةٍ.
وَيُطَافُ, just like tawaf. So here Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking about the servants of Al-Jannah, and they're constantly around you. What's the difference between constantly being around you versus servants that are in their quarters? You have to ring for them. Then they come and ask you what you want. Then you tell them what drink to go get. Then they go retrieve the drink. You have to wait. But in Al-Jannah, they're always making tawaf around you. These servants are always coming and going with trays. So you don't have to wait. You don't have to call. You just reach and you drink. And when you drink in Al-Jannah, you only drink out of sheer enjoyment. You're not drinking to hydrate. You're not drinking because you feel thirsty. Because after you drink from the pool of the Prophet ﷺ, you don't feel thirst again. So you're only drinking out of sheer enjoyment because of how amazing it tastes. So the servants are walking around with these magnificent drinks constantly. بِآنِيَةٍ مِّن فِضَّةٍ, with vessels of silver, which is forbidden for us in this world, but in the Akhirah these are our drinks in Al-Jannah.
وَأَكْوَابٍ كَانَتْ قَوَارِيرًا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and cups that were of glass. But then you see the word as you're reading, قَوَارِيرًا. And then the next verse starts with قَوَارِيرًا again. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that these were cups. But you don't think that it's the glass cups that they're used to. No.
قَوَارِيرًا مِنْ فِضَّةٍ قَدَّرُوهَا تَقْدِيرًا.
But these are cups of silver, something that we have never seen. A metal that is see-through and clear. This is the silver of Al-Jannah. That the cups will be made of a metal, but it looks transparent and see-through.
قَدَّرُوهَا تَقْدِيرًا.
They measured it accurately. What does that mean? Some of the Mufassirin said that means that the amount is perfect. Just like how here in the dunya, sometimes you order a drink, and you finish, you need just a little bit more to complete your satisfaction with it. You just need a little bit more, and another glass would be too much. Or sometimes you get the huge gulp, and you finish, and you get your fill, but there's still a little bit left. And so it's a bit too much for you. Now you feel guilty dumping it out. So then the one tafsir says the amount is the perfect amount, exactly what you need. Not a little bit more, not a little bit less. Then the other tafsir said, قَدَّرُوهَا تَقْدِيرًا يعني, the taste is absolutely measured to your desire. It is not too sweet, it is not too salty, it is not too sour, it is not too cold or too warm or too hot. It is perfectly how you would personally would like it to be. قَوَارِيرَ مِنْ فِضَّةٍ قَدَّرُوهَا تَقْدِيرًا وَيُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا زَنْجَبِيلًا. And then they will be given a kas, which we said is a glass of wine. This time, mizajuha zanjabila, which is ginger. And so now we have a tanwi'. We have the cool minty drink, and now we have a more zingy or zesty kind of drink. And zanjabil, some of you have tried it, and you found it to be a very unpleasant experience when you drink pure ginger. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a clue in the verse, in the surah, that this ginger is not going to burn you. Why? First, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the camphor, He said, عَيْنَا يَشْرَبُ بِهَا عِبَادُ اللَّهِ يُفَجِّرُونَهَا تَفْجِيرًا. This spring that the servants caused to gush forth, but He didn't mention the name of the spring. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the zanjabil, the ginger, in the next verse, verse 18, عَيْنًا فِيهَا تُسَمَّى سَلْسَبِيلًا. And this spring in it is called salsabil. Why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us the name of this spring, but didn't tell us the name of the other spring? Because in the name of this spring, there is a clue. And the clue is in the name, the salsabil, something that is salis, something that is easy to consume, easy to swallow. يعني الشراب اللذيذ المستساغ الذي يجري بسهولة في حلق الإنسان. That's why Allah told us that it's called salsabil. So now you know that since that's the name of the spring, therefore the ginger that comes out of it is not going to be too spicy. It's not going to burn your throat, but it's going to come down easy. Unlike where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ibrahim mentioning وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ the punishment of the hellfire, يَتَجَرَّعُهُ وَلَا يَكَادُ يُصِيغُهُ. In the hellfire, the drink, the boiling water, and Allah saying He sips it and He's not barely able to bring it down. And He doesn't want to drink it, but He's forced down His throat. But here, it's easy, it's salis, and we know that from the clue, salis, salsabil, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the name here. وَيُطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ حَسِبْتَهُمْ لُؤْلُؤًا مَنْثُورًا. We'll stop with this verse. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَيُطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Servants all the time available and around them. Wildan, they're young boys. Allah created them to serve the people of Al-Jannah. Don't start talking about child labor. ما في كلام زي ده في الجنة. So, مخلدون, they live forever. Why مخلدون? Because if they got older, then he becomes a 30-year-old man, mashallah, and you leave him with your wife, you feel uncomfortable. And in Al-Jannah, nothing makes you feel uncomfortable. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them young boys, and they forever remain young boys. إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ حَسِبْتَهُمْ لُؤْلُؤًا مَنْثُورًا. If you saw them, you would think they're like scattered pearls in your house. And like they're so beautiful, they beautify the house. And then a number of interesting things here. The scholar said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, if the servants look like scattered pearls, what about the master of the house? And from the excellent manners of the Quran, is that it didn't describe you and it didn't describe the women, the believing women, and how they will look in Al-Jannah, but only describe your servants. So if your servants look like this, what will you look like? And we'll end with the last word, لُؤْلُؤًا مَنْثُورًا, scattered pearls. So they're available, they're in every corner, they're always somewhere in the house so that you don't need to call upon them. Whereas in other places, يعني the لؤلؤ can be مَنْضُوم, that's when it's in a bead or a string, or it can be مَكْنُون, and that something hidden. But مَكْنُون wouldn't be good for the servants because that means they're in their quarters and you have to wait for them. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the الحور وَعِنْدَهُمْ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِعِينَ كَأَنَّهُنَّ بَيْضٌ مَكْنُونَ. When it comes to the women, the description was مَكْنُونَ, hidden. But the servants, you want them to be scattered and available and everywhere. These are just a few of the glimpses into Surah Al-Insan. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم من جميع الذنوب فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his forgiveness. Surely those who ask for his forgiveness shall prosper. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In verse 20, Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا. Many different tafasir about this verse, but one of them is, and when you look way over there, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ, and you will see your, one of the tafasir, your kingdom. So it's way over there to give you a feel and a sense of the size of your kingdom, and you will see great blessings and a great kingdom everywhere. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions the different kinds of silk garments that people will be wearing, and he mentions fadda, silver is mentioned plenty of times. And someone might say, "Type silver is not very expensive, so why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning fadda?" The scholar said, An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described in Al-Jannah the stick that you will use to tap your riding animal, because there are riding animals in Al-Jannah, and you will be using a wooden stick to tap your animal. The Prophet ﷺ said, the wooden stick that you use to tap your animal is better than this whole world and everything in it. So what about the silver? If this is the wood of Al-Jannah, what about the silver of Al-Jannah? We'll stop here, but as you can sense already that there's so much more and so much depth to the Surah Al-Insan and to the Qur'an. And that's why this is an invitation and a reminder for myself first and for everyone else, that we strengthen our relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is a book of guidance and it is a book of contemplation. So beyond just reading it, and we know the reward and the barakah of that, there is also a deeper connection that comes with reading and understanding the tafsir and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us. With that, I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make us of those who recognize the truth as clear truth and follow the best of it. And to make us of those who recognize falsehood as clear falsehood and abstain from it. فَاللَّهُمَّ أَرِنَا الْحَقَّ حَقًّا وَأَرْزُقْنَا اتِّبَاعَهُ وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلًا وَأَرْزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابَهُ اللَّهُمَّ لَا تَجْعَلَ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا وَلَا مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِنَا وَلَا إِلَى النَّارِ مَصِيرَنَا. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify the conditions of the Muslims in Palestine, and to rectify the conditions of the Muslims in Yemen and in Syria, and to bring ease to the Muslims in Libya and in Morocco and in Sudan, Ya Rabbal Alameen. فَاللَّهُمَّ أَبْرِمْ لِأُمَّةِ الْإِسْلَامِ أَمْرًا رَشَدًا يُعَزُّ فِيهِ أَهْلُ طَاعَتِكَ وَيُهْدَى فِيهِ أَهْلُ مَعْصِيَتِكَ وَيُؤْمَرْ فِيهِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيُنْهَى فِيهِ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ يَا سَمِيعَ الدُّعَاءِ وَصَلَى اللَّهُمَّ وَبَارِكَ عَلَى مَبْعُوثِ رَحْمَةً